tomorrow night, I think, is going to be a very nostalgic evening for a lot of people. A lot of people in Golden State, in the Bay Area, members of the Raptors organization, and I think fans here in Toronto, because the last time you saw the Raptors play the Golden State Warriors in Golden State just happened to be Game 6.
I had to watch it on my iPad with you, but it was still fun.
It was a blast. That was great. FaceTiming with you for the final minute of the biggest game in Raptors history. But I got to believe the players are looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And our next guest is probably pretty fired up for it. Here's the head coach of the Raptors, Nick Nurse. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
We're doing pretty well.
Thanks. Are you a little disappointed you're not going back to the same building that you did win the championship in, just to get that vibe back? Maybe see some crushed beer cans in the corner, maybe some champagne. I know Steph Curry talked about going back. He's like, man, it smells like champagne in this locker room in Cleveland. That would have been nice to go back to the same building, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it probably would have, but it was, wasn't a bad way to close it down, because you're a Raptors fan, right? Yeah, it was something. You guys are right. It is going to bring back a lot of memories. It is already, just being here. So it's interesting. It is.
What's your fondest memory, outside of the clock going, and you know, okay, I'm an NBA champion, but just the Bay Area for those 2 weeks, what sticks out to you about that whole experience?
Man, that's a tough one. You took probably my answer there. It really was cool to sit there and watch the clock tick down, you know. But just in general, you know, as much time as you're here playing all the games that you do over that span, and the sense of kind of both excitement and the sense of calm, you know, some of those days were. We're moving by pretty slowly in between games and things like that. You're just kind of roaming around trying to fill up your day a little bit. And it is nostalgic is the right word.
Are you a creature of habit on the road? In other words, do you go to the exact same restaurant in every city throughout the NBA?
No, not really. Not really. I don't go out that much. I stay in my room a lot, to be honest with you. But I try not to like build any rituals or habits or superstitions. I don't really like to vibrate on that kind of frequency. I always say, because if it gets messed up, then what are you gonna do? So I just kind of do whatever feels like doing on the day, you know.
Yeah, that seems to be working for you pretty well. With Nick Nurse, the head coach of the Raptors, there in Golden State, taking on the Warriors tomorrow night. And you guys got yourself a big win last night. You'd lost three in a row, and that's kind of rare territory for you guys this year, the way you've been playing and how consistent you've been playing. And it seems to me the biggest storyline coming out of the game is Chris Boucher putting up monster numbers after you kind of challenged him prior to the game. And I remember a similar situation with Terrence Davis earlier in the year. Were you surprised by the reaction from Boucher in particular and your depth players, because they stepped up for you last night?
I was a little bit surprised. I was concerned about those guys and him in particular. He just hadn't had a couple play very well, and body language wasn't good, energy wasn't good. The things that affect him playing and being a, you know, kind of that spark that he can be. You know, he comes in and blocks shots and runs the floor and dunks the ball, and he makes a lot of momentum and energy type plays off the bench that were just missing for a little while. So it was great to see. Really, it was his best game by a long shot. I don't even know how many consecutive minutes I played in there, but it was a lot. It was through the second quarter, started him in the second half, all the way through the third part of the fourth, I think. So it was great performance by him when we really, really needed it, because it was a intense game and we're down a lot of bodies, as you guys know.
Yeah, do you feel like you guys have hit a bit of a wall? Like the injuries you've had to deal with are just outrageous. You haven't made any excuses for it, but it's just a reality.
No.
You know, does it? Or if you haven't hit a wall, have you been anticipating a wall?
No, not really. I don't think that. I think that we've been quite fortunate, really, to I think plug a lot of different guys in and that they've produced for the most part. I think that, you know, we lost a close game at Charlotte. We didn't play particularly well, but we dominated the fourth. We could have won that one, and I thought we played great for, you know, really long stretches against Milwaukee. I don't know. I just think that the effort's been there, the try, the care factor, and you can't get too wrapped up in it. Sometimes you're gonna drop some ball games, and you're gonna drop some with both your bigs out and Fred out. You know, you're gonna drop some, but I think we've tried to compete and put ourselves in a chance to win. And last night we really pushed through and got her done. You know.
Well, and Pascal Siakam had himself a night last night, but he's obviously been a topic of discussion throughout his career. But this year, thrown into the spotlight more as kind of a number one guy, number one option. And I know it is generally more offense by committee, but when you look at the stats against the best teams and the best defenses, his shooting percentage drops, his points per, you know, 60 minutes are dropping. How are you, in particular, and the staff trying to help him develop as a go-to offensive weapon in the biggest moments against the best teams?
Yeah, I think that My main focus right now is to continue to give him a high volume of reps. You know, I want him to see what it looks like when he's faced up. I want him to see what it feels like when his back's to the basket. I want to see, you know, him coming off a screen and roll, him setting the screen in the screen and roll. Just see everything. And I think the hard part is, you know, I think most guys have a harder time against the better teams because they're better. You know, their defenses are better. Their players are bigger, athletic. They have more of them, whatever. But I think the hard part for us, and with so many guys coming in and out all the time, is that that affects spacing. It affects cutting. It affects rhythm. So it hasn't been the smoothest to be able to just, you know where guys are going to be, you know, when things happen and you know, certain guys are certain places and a different guy's totally somewhere else. And that's caused some of the out of rhythm play and some of the issues. But again, I think he's played great, man. He's continuing to grow. I think his ceiling's still way up there. And we've got to do a good job of keep giving him reps and keep getting the other guys to be ready to go when they send multiple bodies at him.
Well, injuries, again, have been a theme all year and a theme during this conversation. When Lowry dropped last night, what was running through your mind?
Jeez, you know, same. You're like, oh, my goodness. It's like, really, we're gonna everybody down. We're going to have to go with one more important guy down. And you know, you just got it. You're in the moment, so you quickly just try to see, you know, who goes in there and what we have enough ball handling in there and try to just play on, you know, right there and you know, see how the next like 6 or 8 minutes can go, because I think that's always pivotal when a guy goes out. What's the reaction of the team right away? The reaction was okay, and then Kyle came back and he wasn't very good at halftime. I mean, I wasn't holding out for much of a performance because he couldn't really get, you know, that eye open, and it was watery and red and all kinds of stuff. So, but I think it improved as obviously it either improved through the game or else he's an improving one eyed shooter or one of those two things.
Yeah, it worked for him for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it did. It was great, amazing performance by him.
With Nick Nurse, can't get you out of here before we bring up your amazing, I guess, acting debut with the Arkells.
Yes. Wow.
And the concert
the
promotion.
All lined up.
You had them fired up for the concert. And was that all scripted? I mean, how did that work out?
Well, they just got in and came in real quick. It only took us about 15, 20 minutes to do it. They kind of said, here's what we're going to do. And we just kind of shot it quick and that was it. Very, very good organization and direction on their part for me.
Okay.
Really.
All right. Well, we got to track that to make sure that they follow through. They're on the spot now. We'll see. Okay. Well, best of luck tomorrow night. Enjoy yourself out there, too. I think a lot of people in Toronto are looking forward to watching the game and just kind of thinking back on that magical run last year. And we always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you for doing this.
No problem, guys. Thanks a lot.
There he is, Nick Nurse, the head coach of the Raptors.
he had a transaction with one of the officials. It was one of the last home games. I wanted to ask him, but it was kind of an awkward topic. It should be just standard, but the official was a female, and he was so mad. I'm just wondering how that trans, like, is it different? Like, I don't know.
No, I think that's showing the utmost of respect. It doesn't matter. If you're a man,
yeah,
a woman,
that's what I thought.
If I don't
I
like
didn't
the
want
call.
To go exactly. there, but I was
treated the same way.
Absolutely. That's what he does.